Minnesota beauty queen Amber Jean Cavanley of Willmar was crowned America's Junior Miss last night in Mobile, Alabama. She won out over 52 teenagers from across the country in the national pageant.
Oh, isn't that delightful?
In Clearwater, Florida, a 9-year-old boy was swept down into a swollen storm sewer by heavy rains and carried 4 blocks under city streets. Because he's a good swimmer who practices swimming underwater a lot, he came out unscathed. Tad Stanford came up almost a quarter of a mile from where he went in, and he's just fine.
Except he smells a little funky from being in the sewer.
More bad news for people who feel down in the dumps. You look terrible, too.
I don't feel very good.
Oh, I'd like a second opinion.
You're
ugly, too.
So says psychiatrist Thomas Cash, who claims depression actually changes your appearance for the worse. He tested this theory by having judges rate his patients' looks without knowing anything more about them. Sure enough, the out-and-out psychos were consistently rated uglier than those who were merely neurotic.
The out-and-out psycho.
Cash says it's a vicious cycle because bad looks can lead to isolation, which makes you feel even worse. Says he, the unattractive are at risk because they live in a world that treats them unfairly.
Oh. So keep a smile on your face and a good attitude and people will think you're good looking.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good way to do that.
A marathon is moving across the Twin Cities, now at your Twin City Oldsmobile dealers.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, oh, back to you, Bob.
Twins have one more game with Cleveland, 12:15 today at the Dome. Last night, the Twins beat the Indians 8-2.
I was there. I bought tickets and went.
You bought tickets?
I bought tickets. Well, it was that family night discount,
yeah.
So I brought my kids and a niece and a nephew, and good thing the tickets were only $3.
We were sitting
out in the outfield, so you got general admission seats for $3.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing, too, because I think I spent just under $670,000 on, soft drinks and popcorn and hot dogs and nachos.
The Twins are going to have right-hander Al Williams back in the starting rotation. He's expected to start in place of left-hander Ed Hodge either Friday or Saturday in the Chicago series at the Dome. Hodge strained his elbow in last weekend's game against Kansas City.
Okay.
Enough said.
Okay, we got Paul Douglas standing by with some weather. Hi, good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good and welcome. Thank you.
It looks like a pleasant morning from as far out as I can see. Some sunshine coming through some of the clouds this morning.
So what is the forecast then, John?
Well, I'll tell you what we're talking about here. Because of some showers and thundershowers to our west that have dropped up to 4 inches of rain on some parts of the Dakotas.
Faster.
There is a line that goes from Alexandria to Redwood Falls, and that storm line is moving actually to the east.
And what are you trying to say, John?
That we have a good chance for a shower or a thundershower.
Okay.
Otherwise, a 79-degree high today.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks
have a major
for your
league
participation.
Day.
lingering thundershowers overnight and muggy.
Why you? I gotta.
And I'm 67.
You don't know when to stop, do you, John?
For the low,
yeah, John.
Do I seem like I'm rambling on?
Yeah.
It's because I'm doing my weather guy impression here. No, actually, that I am only proving to you that I do pay attention when you talk to us, Paul.
Do you really?
Well,
you get a little sewing done as you're doing it, little crocheting.
Yeah.
Hey, do you know what happened this morning at 1:02?
Summer. No, it was at 12:02 our time.
Was it 12:02 or what?
It was 1:02 Eastern time. It was
12:02 our time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
What happened, Paul?
1:00 nothing. Eastern.
Nothing happened at
Central.
Nothing happened at 1:02.
Yeah, so actually,
anyway,
that makes tomorrow the first full day of summer.
And that means tomorrow the sun will be just a little lower in the sky.
And it is because the days are going to start getting shorter.
That's right. Ooh.
We're working our way back towards winter.
My goodness.
Yeah.
But a rather summery spell on the way for the next few days. Today we're seeing increasing clouds with a good chance of a few showers and thunderstorms.
Excuse me, Paul.
Seems to be an echo in here.
Well, yeah, I just mentioned that.
That's true, you did.
I'll tell you what, pick it up with tonight, okay?
Okay, muggy tonight, a lingering thunderstorm, 67. And then tomorrow as that warm front moves through, plenty of sunshine, windy and warmer. Tomorrow's high 83. And Saturday right now, we're a little concerned about a cool front approaching from the Dakotas. It may stall to our west, and that could keep us sunny. But we're saying partly sunny, a risk of a thundershower Saturday, a high near 80 degrees.
Okay.
So tomorrow, I better, if I'm going to mow my lawn before vacation, I better do it tomorrow?
Yeah, I would do it sometime tomorrow should be the best time of the next 3 days.
Sounds good.
And some partly cloudy skies out there. And what is it, John?
It's 20 to 8.
Yeah, right.
That means temperature, John.
Oh, temperature.
67.
67, mostly right. Clouds.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
Bye.
Bye.
We'll
talk to you again later.
See ya.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh!
Twin Cities Music!
Yeah! Somebody called up and said, will you please play Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time? Well, if you're going to be so polite, you bet. Have a Major League Morning. Hit radio, WLOL, 99 and a half is 20 to 8.
That's, is that it?
Yeah, that's it there.
It's our close.
What happened?
I don't know.
The song's over.
Well, I don't hear anything.
Yeah, it's over.
It's what?
It's over. The song is
it's
over.
Well, come on. We can't. This is nonstop music and... Well, it's not that. That's a lie. This is a good song. I like this one. This is Spandau Ballet. The song's called True. And hit radio, WLOL, 7:45. Morning. Nine and a half, WLOL, Heinz and Berglund and Roger, and good morning.
Good morning.
It's about 10 minutes before 8 o'clock in the morning. Oh, hi, good morning, WLOL.
Yeah, hey, I was just wondering, when will the 4th of July be this year?
Right after the 3rd.
That's an excellent...
Even I know that.
No, wait, though. That's an excellent question. Roger is not as smart as he would appear.
Oh, yeah?
Which really sets him back. Anyway, the 4th is actually what, Wednesday?
It's on a Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday. Yeah.
Now, is that the day off that everybody's going to get this year?
That's what I want to know.
Yeah, well, what do you do for a living?
A week, so I don't miss it.
Yeah, well, are you employed by somebody else or self-employed or what?
I've got people working for me that want to know.
Well, it's kind of up to you.
Give them the day off!
It's kind of up to you. You want to give them a long weekend and have them in there? Of course.
I was thinking maybe I should just take whatever day I want and then they can figure out if I'm going to be coming in or not.
Or tell them to call ahead.
Yeah.
You know, a good way to go about it, of course, it doesn't happen until at night, is wait until you see fireworks. And then you'll know that this was the day that you should have had off. Have you got a definitive word on that, Bob?
No. The source that I go by says, very simply, Independence Day.
The source that you go by.
Says, Independence Day falls on a Wednesday this year. Only the very luckiest or most powerful will get a long weekend out of this one.
Is that
so
how
I guess it is. Up to you. It's up to you.
So, will we be working then on Monday?
I think I'll probably be working on Monday.
How sure about you and I, Bergie?
Oh, yeah.
We will be?
Sure.
Well, shouldn't we come under the heading of luckiest, most powerful?
No, that's Mr. Rose.
Oh. Say, excuse me, do you have a Heinz and Berglund and Roger 2 t-shirt?
No, I don't.
Do you want one?
Sure. I got somebody yelling 3 of them in the back here.
Who's yelling 3 of them?
The boss, he works for me. Never mind, just one.
No, I'll tell you what we'll do.
Okay.
Is the boss a lunker?
extra large.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell him to miss a meal or two. We don't have shirts that big. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll send you a couple of them and then one for Tubby besides.
Okay?
Hang on just a sec.
Super.
All right. It's 7 minutes before 8 in the morning here.
Have you ever wanted to live where you could have your own little piece of nature?
Fair opens every day at 10 a.m.
Yeah, okay, no, okay. Well, gee, thanks for the call.
John, we got to get back on here.
Yeah, that was us. All right, talk to you later, Wally. Okay, bye.
Wally?
Yeah.
Wally who?
Mondale.
Wally?
He was up this morning, restringing his tennis racket. And he heard us talking about, you know, we were just having a little levity about being vice presidential candidates and stuff like that. And so he called to say, you know, gosh, I sure enjoy you guys. He said, John, I really, and the other guy you work with, I said, Bob Berglund. He said, yeah. He said, that's the one, and Roger, too. He said he really enjoys listening, and all the kids, and Joan, and when he gets to be president, he's going to put us on some kind of a committee or commission or something.
Come
on. If everything goes well.
Take off, John, take off.
What? What do you mean?
That wasn't him.
Yes, it was.
Nobody calls him Wally.
Well, you know, the press, see, when they're using endearing terms, the press, for some reason, they got the idea that Fritz is, you know, is whatever, but is the people who really, the inner circle, as we call ourselves, Wally.
What do you mean, for some reason, Fritz? His middle name is Fred, and that's a common nickname.
I know, but I mean, the press and stuff uses Fritz, but those people that are much closer than, say, you know, the people who just think that they're close, you probably would say Fritz.
So
I, on the other
you expect head, us to believe that he was on the phone there with you, too?
Yes. He called up, 989-2299, said, had a devil of a time getting in. Can you guys get me a T-shirt? And I said, well, yeah, we could probably do that. Yeah. He's going to wear it at, sometime. And the youngsters listen and everything, and
I wish you wouldn't do that.
Why?
Lying. You can't just go on the air and
sure you can. Yes, you can. I can. That's the beauty of it. This being our show, I can get on the air and say whatever I want to say.
You're the one who frequently mentions that there are impressionable young people listening. You can't mislead those people.
Yes, you can. Sure you can.
Plus, you shouldn't really go on the air with somebody of Walter Mondale's prominence and drag him into...
I think there's the operative word there, Bob. Shouldn't. Of course you shouldn't. But you can.
Yeah.
It's our show! We can do whatever we want to do! Yes! Hit Radio, WLOL. Good morning! 9.5 WLOL. It's about a minute after 8 o'clock. WLOL, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Oh, you know what we almost forgot to do here?
What?
Commercial for Budget Power and the Colorama sale. Budget Power, Budget Power, Budget Power. Colorama Lama Ding Dong sale going on right now.
Full color insert in the Sunday paper couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
and it's still good through the end of the next week.
Through June 30th, as a matter of fact. Yeah, but when it's over, it's over. And when you've missed it, you've missed it. And when these deals are gone, they're gone. And when the sale ends, it's
ended. There'll be another one.
Well, yeah, there. Yeah.
They usually say they take...
I've got a whole lot more little things that I can say like that that you hear in commercials all the time.
Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to instead get to some of the more pertinent information about stuff that's on sale.
Like what?
Savings in every department! There's another catch-all slogan for advertising, right?
Can you be a little more specific?
Lighting, electrical, plumbing, hardware, tools, paint products, lumber.
That's just about everything.
Okay.
For all your needs.
Yes.
That's another one.
Have you got a specific for us?
No, do you?
I should have, shouldn't I?
You know that stuff you were going to give me on Monday?
Oh, yeah,
you
forgot.
You never did.
Well, I was saving it to see if, you know, because what if you got fired or something? Then I'd have to... come up with. Oh, I know. I was going to tell you about lav sinks from Kohler. That's another way of saying bathroom sinks. You could save on those right now.
How much?
I don't have specifics, Bob. Oh. If you need one, go out. You know you can save money and get a better deal than anywhere else.
Good point.
Yeah, at Budget Power, Budget Power. They're all over the Twin Cities. What the heck, you know? worth the extra drive. And other dumb slogans like that.
We are sports.
Okay, WLOL, Minneapolis, St. Paul, a couple of minutes after 8, and it's news time. Hit it, Bob.
Wally Mondale welcomes Los Angeles Maritime.
No, excuse me. Within the confines of a newscast, it has to be Walter Mondale, not Wally. You can call him Wally when you're, but not, it has to be Walter within journalistic integrity.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a word you haven't heard before. It's journalistic integrity.
Oh, sure. I know what that's all about.
You've heard it.
I've heard of it.
Somewhere before, yeah.
Walter Mondale welcomes Los Angeles Mayor Tom Bradley to his home in North Oaks this morning as the probable Democratic presidential candidate begins interviewing possible running mates. On Saturday, he sees San Francisco Mayor Dianne Feinstein. Senator Lloyd Benson had to cancel a meeting because of congressional business. The forecast is for increasingly cloudy skies. Good chance of a thundershower today and maybe a lingering one yet tonight. The high around 79. In the Twin Cities at 808, partly sunny and 69 degrees.
Everybody sing!
Get me up!
With the music!
Get me up!
Feeling fine! Get me up with the music! The music on my mind! Get me up with the music! Twin City music! Get me up with the music! Music on my mind, get me up. Whoosh! W-L-O-L. Sing it again.
Sing it all, Marjorie.
Get me up. W-L-O-L. Da-da. Song from Elton John. It's called Sad Songs Say So Much. It's 8 minutes after 8 in the morning, and then we'll have the WLOL Incredible Prize Catalog Sweepstakes announcement. Another winning number. This time for Category Line 3.
Yes, sir.